All right, we are plugged in and ready to go. It's Thursday, the 9th of April, 2020. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam and Jim West plugging in with me tonight. Again, always great to have Jim on, great researcher and author. You can find his great books on his website, havoa.org, and you can get them from Amazon as well. So great info coming out from you, Jim. And thanks to the members for plugging in and your support and helping me to keep this website up and running, krazfiles.com. Heaps going up and some new work we've done lately, a couple of new categories there and some new little things, so check that out and contact me anytime through the website as well. And thanks so much to the members' contributions as well. It really helps me to keep all this up and going in times like this. It's crazy. Jim, too much to cover, so what we do is just plug in with you because our times are pretty crazy, I know, and you're on your mobile phone, so we're doing our best to get information out to our listeners. With this whole operation that's happening all around the planet, we just have to, I feel it's best just to watch like a hawk and plug in each week if we can and just go over what we're seeing in your research. What do you reckon? So I think we'll probably discuss New York tonight because you've been, you know, you've got a real a connection to that place, and you obviously have friends there still and everything, and just bizarre stuff coming out of New York. I mean, we're hearing from the mainstream media here that there's just bodies coming out of the windows, Jims. They're falling out. They don't have enough body bags, and they're going to look at start maybe burying them in the park because there's so many bodies in New York and so many people are dying and everything like that. So me being in Australia, I just think this is a psyop, you know, that they're obviously the media are spinning all this. They're spinning the amount of people who are really infected. They're skewing the results. They're doing what they do best, lying. But I thought you're doing some great research on this part of the world in New York and environmental pollution and contamination as well. So why don't we start there, Jim? What are you seeing in the US now in New York? What the hell is going on in New York right now?
Well, I think all the epicenters like Wuhan, China, New York, Louisiana, New Orleans, Milan, Madrid, all these are intense high pollution zones, especially the original epicenter, Wuhan, China. I have an app on my phone called Plume, and it's a free app, free download, and it gives you the pollution levels any minute, any city in the world. And I look at this like every day, you know, and it's just so obvious to me that this is an air pollution epidemic, a new form of air pollution and new poison, but not too new, because in 2012, flu levels went up in the United States permanently when 1.8 million fracking wells were installed under Obama. And in 2019, we had record high measles. And in 2020, we have the COVID pandemic. And it's occurring in the exact same locations in the state of New York as was the 2019 measles epidemics, Borough Park, Williamsburg, and Rockland County. I did a lot of research on the New York State three epidemics of measles last year, and I was convinced that I better get out of New York after living there for 40 years because of the air pollution. Jeez. And the EMF is all over the place. But I could see the air pollution, which is skyrocketing with these, and the evidence was these measles epidemics. And I'm just applying the same thinking to this COVID pandemic. And I've written my research up, and I just finished it 99% tonight, and I put it online. It's out there if anybody wants to look it up. Just all you have to do is Google Jim West COVID blog, and you'll find it, you know. So
I'll put that up as well, Jim. If you link me that, I'll put it up for my members first to have a look, and so they can read it, and then we'll put it out there.
great. Yeah, so I have pictures of the cities. Right now, China claims to have successfully brought the epidemic to a halt by quarantining everybody with a military order in the city of Wuhan. But I just saw today, I figured that has to be a lie because the pollution in Wuhan is like 10 times worse than any industrial city. It is like a nightmare.
That's shocking, Jim. You sent me a website and some pictures of that, and I mentioned on one of my last shows, I just couldn't believe the contamination, the pollution in that Wuhan. It was just, that's like from a bad science fiction movie, you know. To see that people do that to where they live is phenomenal. That is serious pollution, man.
It looks like worse than hell.
Oh.
Because not only is it hot, it's poisoned, you know, and it's a torture. But this is that, it's that way every day in Wuhan. So there's no way you're not going to have an ongoing, constant respiratory epidemic. It just constant year round, you know. It's and yet they claim the COVID epidemic is over, and I just can't believe it. And so I saw a expert on China who'd written a book, and he claims they're lying because he has information that came from counting body bags and counting the incinerators that were burning the bodies in Wuhan and estimating the deaths. And he figures that the COVID epidemic is still going on and that 50,000 have died. You know, most of the cities are saying like 100 or 200, and I think a couple thousand in, or 3,000 or 4,000 in New York City. But he's saying 50,000 in Wuhan, and that makes perfect sense in proportion to the air pollution that they have compared to New York or compared to Milan or Madrid, where there's a lot of people dying. The 50,000 makes sense. It's really a horror in Wuhan. So I also researched the 5G thing, and I think it's a contributor, but it's not a primary contributor, because I found a map of 5G implementation during the Madrid epidemic of COVID, and it looks like it's about a half of 1% of all the network is 5G. So I don't think that would be a primary cause of the Madrid epidemic, you know. And you know, so I think that's a discorrelation with 5G. Not that 5G is a good thing, or that it couldn't cause respiratory symptoms, but
and you
I just think
you
air
think
pollution.
5G's, Jim's not, and the oxygen thing that I was talking about, we were sharing some information, anyone on Skype, about absorption of oxygen and stuff like this. There was the doctor in New York saying that it looks like people are coming in and having, like, it's like they've been put suddenly at high altitude without time to acclimate, you know, and they kind of can't breathe, but he doesn't seem to think that it's a virus going around, but... strange days.
I didn't know that he. I didn't know that he was critiquing the virus.
He's saying that he was. He's running part of the hospital there and was set up. Yeah, to treat respiratory type virus, and he's saying he's not seeing that. and that what they're doing and how they're treating people is dangerous, because he's saying it's not a virus. He's saying it's like people are coming in and it's almost like they've been put up in high altitude and they can't breathe like that, but it's not a viral sort of thing, you know, where you're sick like that. That's what he said in his video. And that's why I thought that was very strange. I think, what do these people have? It's almost like they're asthmatics or something.
I thought he was saying that the mechanism of the virus in harming the lung is different than what he's being told and what we're being told.
Yeah, he did say that as well. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't think he's really, I thought he was just saying that that a ventilator doesn't work. It's what you need is oxygen.
That's right.
Because the it seems like the membranes of the lung are not absorbing the oxygen because they're damaged. And so that a ventilator is not going to help. He said that people are not having a problem breathing. They're having a problem absorbing the oxygen through the lung membranes.
And that's where people have said, that could be 5G at the 60 gigahertz is interfering with people being able to get that oxygen in. That's the theory anyway. Yeah, that's what I've covered.
So as I understand it, the study that I've read is that oxygen is absorbing 5G and therefore obstructing its propagation through air. Humidity also obstructs the 5G radiation and obstructs the communication, function of 5G high frequencies in the 60 gigahertz range, super high. But that is oxygen is not absorbing oxygen is absorbing the 5G, but 5G is not absorbing oxygen. So nobody's being deprived of oxygen. It's just that the 5G is being attenuated, So I don't think it would cause a problem. I don't say I would cause a problem for somebody breathing. What would happen is that the oxygen would rise in temperature because it's absorbing the 5G energy. But it would be very, very low rise of temperature. So that's my take on that. I think that chemicals in the air could instantly destroy those membranes in the lung. Depending on what the chemical is and how much is it of that chemical is in the air, So I figured they put a new chemical in fracking as part of their technology, and now it's in the air, in New York. That's what happened in 1999. They put a chemical called MTBE in gasoline in the New York area, and it was 15% of the gasoline, and it's a poison. And the birds, the squirrels, were falling out of the air. They were falling out of the trees. Zoo animals were dying, and people were dying. And it was similar to this, what's happening now, in that it was mostly affecting old people. So it was... when this epidemic hit, EPA banned MTBE from gasoline at the same time. So it seems pretty obvious. So that was my theory. I did a ton of research on that, and I was involved in a little bit. I was involved in the litigation against the city as basically just a brainstormer. I mean, I wasn't really formally involved, but I was there at the meetings, and it was very educational politically, But I see there isn't a parallel between the West Nile virus fiasco, the measles fiasco, and the COVID fiasco, you know. So they're all air pollution, you know.
It's interesting, New York as well, and the parts of Italy, they're getting hit, high pollution zones, and also Wuhan, the worst areas where we're seeing a high pollution zones. Have you been able to find out if this is all media hype or people are actually dying like they say they are in New York?
Well,
or are we just paying more attention to it now?
Well, you know, I left the city, you know, based on 6 months ago, based on my anticipating a disaster from air pollution, because there were new power plants going there and they're going to be burning fracking fuel, which is toxic, you know. So, and I could feel it. I was going to be dead if I stayed there, you know, or blithering idiot, you know.
Can you explain that, Jim, the fracking fuel, why they are burning fracking fuel now? And explain a little bit about these new chemicals that seem to be in the atmosphere there.
Well, they've been burning fracking fuel for a while now. But I mean, there's hard to get any information, and I've read articles by other people who tried to get information, and they say it's hard to get information about fracking. But it now constitutes 2/3 of U.S. petroleum oil production, and that includes natural gas. And they talk about clean natural gas, but this clean natural gas nowadays is fracking natural gas and fracking oil. But they use a lot of toxic solvents to get oil out of the shale in the earth, and that is the process of fracking, you know. And I don't think they can get those chemicals out of the oil as well as we would like. And especially when they figure they're going to be burning it. And once they're burning it, they figure nobody cares. But this is all hypothetical, but it's the only thing I can think of that could cause these problems, you know. I think the reason New York is affected more than any other city in the USA is because the soil is completely poisoned from industrial spills over the 400 years, you know. There was no EPA until like the 50s and 60s, and people just dumped, you know, solvents, benzene, whatever, gasoline, they just dumped it in the earth, you know. So, plus there were about 50 oil refineries in New York in the area where the epidemic, the COVID epidemic and the measles epidemic began this last year. And they spilled a lot of poison, you know, into the earth. And I think that that set a certain level of poisoning in the area. And then when you raise the air poisoning with fracking and new power plants, that just pushed everybody over the threshold, and they end up dying. And so I think the deaths in New York are real, and I've talked to people in New York that I know, and they're saying it's real. I know some medical people in New York, and they're saying it's real. I know people who think they have COVID in New York, and they are coughing, and they're sick, and they're going to the hospital. Their relatives are going to the hospital, and some of them are staying home, you know, and getting sick, you know. So it sounds like a great place not to be, and I'm glad I got out of there, you know. And there, yeah. So that's. What do you think?
It's Yeah,
Am I convincing?
it's I would ask you a couple of things, and well, yeah, I mean, people think they have a virus, Jim, and you wrote about it in your polio book and DDT. People get poisoned, and then they think they have these viruses, and you're seeing it all around. They really do believe that, and when you believe in something so much, and you're living especially in a place like that, because I've lived in contaminated cities overseas, and I got really sick, and I know it's bad, but it plays on the mind too, and I think that I would assume here, Jim, that I know that they're mixing up all the numbers as well, and we know that these tests are completely bogus. They're wanting everyone to get these tests now, and of course they're going to tell you that you have COVID-19 when you don't. And so I think there's a lot of reasons behind deaths in especially places like New York. People die every day, and in our lives, when we live our lives, Jim, we don't focus on people who are dying. You don't in the day just stop and think for no reason. How many people died in New York today? I'd like to look up the stats on every given year, any given year, sorry, on how many people die in New York City. I mean, a lot of people die all over the world every day, and they die all over and in nursing homes, and they die for all sorts of conditions and pre-existing illnesses and problems. So now that they are putting every kind of death that they can find into this COVID-19 basket, and they're just chalking up the numbers like we talked about, so they're just that's what's happening. But in New York, it seems so extreme, and I'm wondering if this is pollution or contributing. How have they made this coincide with this perfect COVID-19 kind of attack? And if they start to try and bring people out of this soon, and they call it bending the curve, and where people start to go back to their lives a little bit, how are they going to cover this up, Jim, do you think? As well, and as well, Jim, I'll mention just a comment from my website, because I really love going through all the comments and the member comments as well. And I'll just say hi to John Wantling. Hi, John. Thanks for following and supporting. It's great to have you on board. And John asked a question here, or he made a comment, Jim, about one of our last shows about antibiotics, and about how we were talking about the older people in the nursing homes. And I've mentioned this so many times, how they put old people, elderly people, even in their 70s, which is young, into nursing homes, and it just seems in no time they're just frail and they just die off. And we have heard information that family in nursing homes are being told to not to sign these do not resuscitate kind of forms, and they're putting these flu shots into them, everything. But John's talking here about antibiotics, Jim, that you've talked about a lot, how they're overusing this in these nursing homes and hospitals. It's like this silent killer as well. If people are not well or have pre-existing health conditions, and this has been going on for many, many years as well. So I think there's a lot of factors here, Jim. You're talking about a city in New York with so much contamination and pollution that seems to be getting worse. You're talking about high EMF and now 5G going in, which is going to contribute to the problems. You're talking about junk food and people not being healthy as well. And you're talking about people and elderly in these homes that have been giving drugs and flu shots and antibiotics and all of these things that are dying off every day, for example, and it's all being chalked up to COVID-19. So what's your thoughts on what I said, Jim?
Well, I think that whenever they declare an epidemic, there is a drive to make everything that cause. If they call it polio, then it's everybody's going to look at it and call it polio. But I think there's something else happening here, like the doctor we were talking about who got on YouTube and complained. He said this is something I've never seen before, you know. Of course, he's a pretty young guy, but said this is something unique. I've never seen it before. It's really horrible. And a thing is, I also heard, and also, I mean, I just know people in New York. They're sick. People are sick over there. You know, it's not good. And and they have this respiratory thing with a fever and all that. And then there's another issue which I was reading about today, where statistically, a lot of people are just dying in their homes, and it appears to be the COVID-19 pneumonia type of thing, but it's not being listed as COVID. But the but this death, dying in your home, not in a hospital, the rate of this is like a multiple of before the COVID thing. So it seems that people are dying in their homes of air pollution, poisoning. Which reminds me, every summer they claim people are dying of heat prostration in New York, you know. But it never gets that hot. I mean, to me, I'm from Phoenix, you know. So, I always thought it was weird, and I think that's really probably air pollution, you know, because that's summer's the usual higher pollution time, you know. So, but in big cities, people are always. But that's really another topic. But it is about people dying in their homes, and that rate has skyrocketed in New York City.
Is that something
So
that's always happened, Jim? Like you've lived in New York City a long time. What's the death rates there on any given day before the COVID-19 thing came into place? There's a lot of people. Is New York City a very unhealthy sort of place in that regard? Because I would highly assume that people who live in polluted cities, have a lot of health conditions, and we see that in Italy, and we see that in Wuhan, and many places. You're not going to be healthy, and you're going to be susceptible to death. That's what I think. If you're breathing that stuff in all day, trying to get a handle in on the volume being turned up in regards to air pollution in New York City now, and just to, connect that there.
yeah, no, that's a good idea. Compare the total deaths and say, look, there should be a higher total death rate. You know, that's a good way to evaluate this. You know, it doesn't guarantee. I mean, yeah, there should be total death increases of all kinds of deaths. You should have more people tripping and falling off of ladders just because of air pollution, you know. You know what I mean? Death should go up in all categories, you know, and disease in all categories, you know, if I'm right about this air pollution thing.
Is this new fracking fuel, Jim, you're talking about that they're doing this? This is a new practice and something that they're doing in New York. When did this come into play? The newer kind of chemicals you're mentioning here, and I'm just sort of thinking, is this something they obviously want to continue and hide? I would assume that when they're fracking the earth under us and all around, exploiting our planet, that's what these ghouls do so well. They're obviously doing this at such a faster rate now, using these new modern types of chemicals that we haven't been exposed to as humans before on planet Earth. This is new to us, and it's going to bring in a whole lot of new illnesses. When did this start, Jim? Where is this going in New York with this fracking stuff in these factories? How do they think they're going to get away with contaminating such a massive and important city that everyone looks at around the world? New York is so famous and popular. How do they think they're going to get away with this contamination? Because I think soon, with what you're saying, you sent me a link on our chat. And as you said before, you were looking at the plume maps, and the forecasts are extremely too high to excessive air pollution in New York City. And you said that you were seeing high COVID deaths in New York City. Of course, this was from the other day. Sorry, folks. And you were talking about checking this, Jim, and the EPA, and it says a green day. No pollution for New York City. Record high deaths occurred today in New York City. So you just wanted you to mention this before we plug out, Jim. They're saying that it was due to a reporting lag. So what's happening with the actual pollution stats that you're reading and what they're trying to hide? Do you think they're trying to obviously hide this from the public and the world, who are just the media are putting out that all these people are dying from a fake virus, which is not happening? What's your thoughts there?
Well, it's not beyond them to outright, modify or change pollution data. And I actually visited the regional EPA office many years ago complaining about this, and the chief told me it was impossible, but he would check into it and get back to me. And 2 weeks later, he sent me an email and he said, yeah, they were, the pollution data was changed. And this, what this did, I was doing the West Nile virus study at the time, it diluted the correlation of air pollution with the West Nile virus epidemic. And it was modified 6 months after the data was published, and so I know they will modify data, but really a weird thing happened yesterday is that early in the morning I checked Plume, and I found that New York City was expected, because they have a forecast for function there, expected yesterday to have on the 7th, it was expected to have extreme air pollution. So, I was telling people, hey, I'm predicting that this will be record high death in New York City for COVID. And sure enough, later in the afternoon, the news media reports record high death in New York City. So then I go back to my Plume app, I open it up, I look at New York City, and the data's missing. It's gone. And it says that New York has like the lowest pollution on the planet. I'm pissed off that I didn't take a screen print of that, because it's just the data is gone, But that's what happened. And the same thing happened last week when New Orleans posted record high death rates. And they had high air pollution, and then that data disappeared, So I do get suspect, I do suspect some something's going wrong there. But the Plume app is great. I've had it for a couple of years now, and whenever I'm feeling fatigue or illness or whatever, I check two things. I check the Plume app, see what the pollution is in my area, and it usually correlates with how I feel. And then I also check my EMF situation to make sure nobody installed some fluorescent light bulbs near me or whatever.
They're going in, all that stuff's going in everywhere. Well, it's let me ask you, Jim, this COVID-19 operation is an operation. It's planned. It's worldwide, and we can talk more later about why this might be happening, the whole thing. But if we would just to sort of lightly look at, okay, they're doing an operation, right? That's what it seems like to me. There's an operation taking place. And to make the world buy that there's a virus out there, the boogeyman virus is getting people and it's making people sick, it makes sense to me to do this operation. They would need to focus on contaminated and highly polluted cities and places around the world, like New York and Wuhan and the rest. And the virus is out of control in these places because the pollution acts as a cover for them to get away with this. And then, you know, the world starts focusing on these places and the deaths that have occurred there every day anyway. You know, everyone dies. You know, we're all going to die. But we focus on people dying, and they drum these numbers up, and they inflate them, and they make up they make stuff up, as the media do. But would you agree with that, Jim, that they're using places like New York, which are contaminated and polluted, to make the world buy this COVID-19 scam? But you know, on the back of that, they are doing something under all of this. That something is being repositioned or built under all of this, as in the night almost. Would you agree with that?
Are you talking like a synthesized virus that's evil?
That's right. It obviously, okay. You know, they would pick cities like New York and contaminated cities. I know, because I've spoken to people. I know it's really bad in Santiago, in Chile, you know, because the Andes Mountains lock all the pollution in there, and it's terrible. I lived there for a while. I was sick as a dog. I was so sick, Jim. I was coughing. I had sore throat all the time. And I'm wondering, you know, people who are living in cities, they're going to tell you that you have COVID-19, and it makes it easy for them. That's what I mean. As they roll out their operation, whatever that is, we're trying to work that out. But that's what they're doing, and that's how they're covering it for it.
Well, yeah. Well, they're not. There is no COVID-19.
It's just right. A fiction. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just people are sick from pollution, so it appears that they have it. That's what I mean.
Yeah, all the virus epidemics are just air pollution or other water pollution or food poisoning or whatever pollution. But the thing is, or radiation poisoning. But what they're measuring, for instance, with a test for COVID-19, is they're just measuring hormonal or enzyme type of behavior related to pollution, not a virus, you know. But they're calling it a virus.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, so, you know, they want to translate everything into being some kind of a virus or a germ or your personal genetic malfunction. You know, it could never be this horrific air pollution in Wuhan. It could be causing respiratory symptoms. I mean, it's a joke, you know, to take a city like Wuhan, look at a respiratory epidemic and say, oh, we wonder what's causing that, you know. It's got to be a virus.
And yeah, then based on no science.
Amazingly, they convince everybody. They convince 98% of the people on this planet that
to lock themselves inside.
What? Yeah, they convince them. I could see, you know, you got to play the game and you got to do what they tell you to do. But it seems like a lot of people I talk to, they believe it.
They do.
They believe that respiratory symptoms are not being caused by air pollution. It's being caused by a virus, you know, and they're afraid of being infected and all this.
But if you ask those people before the COVID-19 came out, Jim, you know, they probably would. They would say, yeah, well, I live in a polluted city. Maybe my smoker's type cough or my chest infections or me being sick all the time is related to living in a polluted city. But now that the COVID-19 fake virus has been unleashed onto the public, they believe it's that. And we have all locked ourselves inside. We have consented to be indoors for these people. It's almost ritualistic, Jim.
Yeah, well, I don't spend much time trying to convince people that it's air pollution, but what I just complain to people that there's no counterpoint in the media. There's no other view except that it's a virus, and you better get real paranoid and quarantine yourself. And I just complain that there's no discussion of anything else, and it reminds me of like World War One. Uncle Sam wants you, you know. And but the thing, even that approach to people, they can't sympathize with it. They just want to believe it's a virus, and they want to be It's like a game of drop the handkerchief or something like that, and they get to run around and obey of Simple Simon says, and they want to be the winner of the Simple Simon. They want to jump when Simple Simon says jump, and they want to jump better than everybody else. That seems to be an instinct in people.
Jim, just to go back before we go, and we'll cover this on the next show, what I was talking about, how dangerous are if elderly people are in nursing homes and immune compromised and not well and have pre-existing health conditions, and coughs and things like that, and whatever it may be, how dangerous are antibiotics? We talk about flu shots and stuff, but how, I mean, I'm amazed at how many people think that antibiotics now are safe and that you can just take them like lollies, I actually have met people who use them for their kids for every little thing, and I'm just like, oh my God, man, you don't realize what you're doing. And people would not think that would not take that serious, would they? Like my elderly grandmother or my mother or whatever in a nursing home is dead now. She passed away, or just from old age. But they wouldn't think that this insidious antibiotic serial killer was behind this, is it? How do we make people take this more serious, Jim, the antibiotic killing system?
Well, people want to do what their doctor tells them, and the doctors want to do something. And so to do something, they apply antibiotics. They give people pills. They gotta, they can't just tell people go home and, do an environmental study of your home, or they can't do that. They just, they want to make a living, and they want to pull out a magic pill and give it to people. Antibiotics are one of those, a common pill, but I totally agree with you. These, they're damaging to the body, and the poor body is just going to accumulate more damage with the antibiotics. I know that people claim they've been saved by antibiotics. They feel a lot better after antibiotics, but I think that's not necessarily because a germ was killed. I think it's because the antibiotic, being a poison, puts them into a high where they feel better. Because if you poison the body, there is a heightened metabolism. There's a heightened sense of vitality. But if you don't die from the poison, this is just a biological effect.
Is that feeling of a high, Jim, just kind of like the body's, is it like an adrenaline thing or the body trying to survive? But we
Yeah,
perceive it as a high.
it's the body's jacking up its metabolism because it's trying to survive, because the doctor just injected you with an antibiotic. And
Crikey.
antibiotics are they research these, and they develop these special poisons, and they call them antibiotics. But they create a long range, long term high, and then there's a payoff at the end, and you die. You start dying early. You trade in your long term viability for short term improvement. The doctor likes that because he's going to get paid. You're going to think he's a hero, and you're going to feel better, but in the long run, you pay the price. You got to pay the price.
Yeah.
So you crumble.
It's almost
And
like
this happened to a
karma.
friend of mine. Yeah, it's a karma thing.
It's
There's
like,
no free
I mean,
lunch.
it's like karma, Jim. It's like, if you inflict pain and suffering on others, then you get this back. It could be in any way, shape, or form. It comes back to you,
Well, yeah, but you're inflicting the pain on yourself.
That's
But
right. But you want it.
you don't feel it as pain, because that's your it's below your nervous system. You're injecting, it's being injected, or you're it's a pill developed to have a delayed reaction or a subtle reaction that your body can't recognize.
Bypass.
Yeah, it bypasses your normal senses. You know, they work on those little tricks. You know, magic tricks in a pill. But there's no free lunch, and you got to pay for it. Sooner or later, you're gonna lose. You know, by taking pills. But that's a complicated topic, because maybe if I was sick and dysfunctional, I would want to trade. I would like to trade my life in for a shorter period of better functionality.
Mm.
Yes, that's one rationale for taking pills.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
it's
sort of a sad thing.
Yeah, I know.
People do.
It's a hard one, isn't it? Yeah, it's like,
That's a dark
women do it in pregnancy because they're in pain, and people live in pain and they take, pain medication. And we know that even, Nurofen and these kinds of painkillers can cause heart problems and all of this. But, it makes you feel good in that moment. And, and that's what the system does, Jim. It constantly keeps us in pain, really. And if we look around our environments and most people living in cities, we're breathing in this smog and this contaminated air, and we're in pain because of it. We're in pain because of this, EMF and Wi-Fi and all this stuff around us, it's just so unnatural. We're not grounded to the earth like we should be. We're just contaminated, our mind, our spirit, our bodies, our blood, everything, every day. And we take this medication to relieve that pain, and we become addicted to it to try and live better lives. And it's like we're almost, Jim, doing a deal with the devil when we do that. We're consenting by taking their medications to feel better, but it brings only more pain, doesn't it?
Yeah. It is the devil. I think the medical system represents the devil, but at the same time, maybe there is some rationale for that, like we were discussing. Oops. People are, they feel bad, they take a pill, they feel better. So,
yeah,
hey.
I know, Jim, a lot of elderly people, because it happened to my grandmother. She was never sick a day in her life. She lived into her mid-90s and never sick a day in her life that I can remember since I was a kid. My grandmother never, ever sick. Always drank a lot of pots of black tea every day. And she smoked too, but she never had anything to do with the medical system, never took their drugs, anything. And when she went down was when she was near 90 and she got a flu shot from the doctor because he recommended it. And after that, her eyes went and she just went down from there, and she got put in a nursing home. And her last final days, I know she was put on morphine, and she didn't know where she was. And this, to me, interferes with, a person's experience of dying. You know, when they do pass over, they're in this morphine state. And I'm wondering about that. That's another whole podcast, I know. But yeah, she was put into that state, it's that's what they're doing to elderly people in these homes. And I know, because I've seen it and I've heard it and I've spoken to people, they're putting them on morphine. And and they're just in this limbo state, and then they pass away, and there's no one there for them, the nurses aren't being trained on how to deal with this when people pass over properly and make them comfortable and secure and give them a good passing. It's just like, you're just a number. Take your ticket and off you go, and then we'll just throw you in a hole. It's such a cold and calculated and dark system. It really makes me sick, what they're doing to people and how we treat other people. We treat people around us who have lived their lives, our own flesh and blood, our grandparents who have raised us, who have loved us, who have built homes and lived their lives. They just get treated like that at the end of it. It really disgusts me, and it makes me sick to my stomach. And I hope we can work to change this, Jim, and just keep talking about it. I think it's really ugly what's going on, I know you agree with that, you know, but you know.
Well, one thing is that, they're taking the morphine, I think, is more for the people that are around the dying person than it is for the dying person, because it's a way of putting them in a box, so they're no longer coherent,
Kind of become numb.
they become numbed, and they're they don't make noises.
Oh, so it's easy for the family to visit them. They just seem compliant.
Right. And it's easy for the workers at the hospice.
Yeah,
They
of
don't have
course.
to hear these patients groaning and moaning, so they keep giving them shots, to keep them. I went to a hospice and spent several days watching my mother die, and basically you're just babysitting a body that's no longer connected to the mind. And they keep giving her shots, to regulate her breathing, and it's crazy, but that's a little more of a final stage than you might be talking about. But
Yeah, I'm wondering how, as human beings, we get out of this, Jim. Is it better for us to live on the land, to live naturally and with fresh air live our lives out and pass away at home in a natural state? Why are we being kept in this Frankenstein bloody state all the time? You know, I just don't, it doesn't seem right to me that humans need to end up this way. I feel like we should be living our lives pretty happy. I mean, you look around the world, you look at Okinawa. I talked about that in podcasts in Japan, where people live over 100 and they die there on their land, you know, and they die happily and in a good way, you know. And it's just in this modern healthcare system, yeah, it's just set us up and tricked us in such a way that we end up in it. And as you said, yeah, they just kind of keep you in alive with injections and pills and drugs and potions. When that seems to be almost satanic to me, because it's against natural law. It's like you're not supposed to, you're not dying when you're supposed to. You live your life, you're happy, and then you pass away into the next realm. You know, you're sort of suffering, and you've been kept in this suffering state by the medical system, you know, and it becomes humiliating.
The world is a beautiful place.
It is.
It potentially, but now there's hardly any place to escape to. Even in Hawaii, even in the island of Hawaii, there's air pollution. When I check my plume app, and it blows in from China, it blows in from their own local, electric power plants and all that, and it's still like the best place around. These islands out in the middle of the ocean, but. The pollution is becoming global now. It's just floating from smokestack to smokestack, and if you find a place where you can go on the lam, I want to know where it is,
It's unbelievable,
because
Jim,
I think.
because we're all being made to feel guilty about global warming. Like the us individuals, we're all to blame, and so they're bringing in all these new draconian measures and rules and regulations, which involves mostly technology to track and trace us and watch every bloody thing that we do, all because our masters are trying to save the earth from us destroying it and global warming. But then when you look, here they are, the biggest polluters in the world. I mean, it's not even unfair, is it? It's just absolutely disgusting. It's unbelievable
Well, it's
that,
not.
that I think to myself that New York is doing that. That we're in 2020, and I look at Wuhan and I look at the smokestacks and I look at New York, and they're polluting and contaminating their own people, but then they're spreading this green global warming image. It's just, it's beyond evil, Jim.
Well, if they can get you worried about global temperature, then you don't have to worry about global poisoning, which is
That's
a
right.
real issue,
Yeah, distraction.
So I think I better
Jim. We'll plug out. Thanks so much for your time. I'll just tell the members as well, I've put up your COVID Pandemic 2020 by Jim West. Please read it. I'm going to put up that for the members first, and as well as this podcast, so the members can have a listen, because we are great members on the Crass Files, Jim, people who understand us. And, you know, we're doing stuff that not a lot of people are prepared to do and who have the guts to do. So we're talking about stuff here that I can't find anywhere, Jim, to be honest. John Rappaport and a couple of others talking about this, but a lot of psyops going on in the alternative media, even places like Natural News and all these places, they're pushing the bio-virus warfare kind of thing and telling you to comply at the same time. And so, you know, I feel like this is real brass knuckles independent media, and I really appreciate the members, Jim, for helping me out to keep my website up and running and safe and secure. So that COVID Pandemic 2020 article is up now, and I'm going to post this, Jim, tonight for the members in about 15 minutes. And and I will say to people, you might be adding to this article, Jim, before we go. Is that right? This 2020 article that you've done, are you going to be adding more into this?
Well, I think it's substantially it's a good article, good research.
It's amazing.
I'll be doing some modifications as people give me feedback and as I learn more, okay. You know. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but, great. It's a great article.
Yeah, I think they'll get the point.
Yeah, well, we continue, Jim, on the next show. I wanted to keep our eye on the pollution, keep our eye on New York and these centers that are around the world and what's going on. And also, we're going to continue more about what we think's happening here, why this is all taking place, Jim, what their end goal is. And I want to ask you some questions on the next show about some fear-mongering coming out of America in regards to military buildup and stuff like that. I just want to hear what you're seeing, because you're there. I'm in Sydney. So we'll do that on the next show. So thanks so much for your work and your research and your books and everything that you do, Jim. It's always great to, it's a pleasure to chat with you. I love it. So thanks so much, man.
I'm looking forward to the next show. Thank you.
All right. Check out.